The United States of America. The United States of America is one of the most admired and most despised nations in the world today. As a dominant world power, the US is known for its military might, economic strength, and democratic government. In addition, American culture has spread across the globe through its popular films, music, and commercial products such as Coca-Cola, McDonald's hamburgers, and Levi jeans. Because of its influence around the world, the US provokes strong reactions. Many people either love or hate the US. Geography. The US is the fourth largest country in the world, after Russia, Canada, and China. It stretches across the North American continent from the Atlantic coast on the east to the Pacific coast in the west. It occupies a land area of 9,372,615 square kilometers and crosses four standard time zones. The mainland of the US is bordered by Mexico in the south and Canada in the north. The US also includes Alaska in the north of the continent and the Hawaiian Islands in the Pacific Ocean. The country is so vast that it covers a wide variety of distinct geographical regions. The west is very mountainous, with the Sierra Nevada and Cascade mountain ranges. The Cordillera mountain range, also in the west, occupies one half of the continental US. It includes the Rocky Mountains in Colorado with the famous Grand Canyon. Moving east, we find more lowlands, flatlands, and hilly plateaus, such as the Mississippi Basin. Yet there are mountains in the east, for example, the Appalachians, which are geographically the oldest in the US. The highest peak can be found in Alaska. It is Mount McKinley, 6,194 meters. The US has many rivers. The largest rivers are the Mississippi and the Missouri. The Hudson River in the east is important because it connects with the Great Lakes. In the west, there are the Colorado, the Columbia, the Sacramento, and the Rio Grande, which marks the border with Mexico. The climate varies with the geography in the US. There are vast climatic differences across the 50 states. The best climates can be found in Hawaii, Florida, and California, where there are tropical and semi-tropical regions. In contrast, in the Northeast and Midwest, the climate is more severe, featuring four seasons and cold winters. However, the most extreme Arctic climate can be found, of course, in Alaska. Demographics. Approximately 265 million people inhabit the US. The country is the third most populous country in the world, behind China and India. As a land of immigrants, the American population is very diverse. The history of slavery and colonization has also contributed significantly to the ethnic diversity of US citizens. Less than 1% of the people in the US are actually true natives to the land, including the Aleuts, Eskimos, and Native Americans of different tribes. 82.8% of the population is white with European ancestry, 12.7% is African American, 9% Hispanic, and 3.7% Asian and Pacific Islanders. Because of the variety of races and cultures living side by side in the same country, racism is an important issue in the US. Racial issues play a key role in US politics and history. Race and racism are studied at the universities and are recurrent themes in US art, music, films, and literature. The official language of the US is English. However, because of the large numbers of immigrants, many different languages are spoken throughout the 50 states. In states with a high percentage of Hispanics, such as California, Texas, and New York, a growing number of people speak Spanish. In these states, many schools are bilingual, and children are taught in both Spanish and English. Religion and religious freedom are important in the US. The majority of church-going people are Protestant, including Episcopalians, Baptists, Mormons, and Christian fundamentalists. 25% are Roman Catholic, 11% are not religious, 2% Jewish, and 6% belong to other religions. Churches, temples, and synagogues are often the center of social life for many Americans. History. The North American continent has been inhabited for 35,000 years. According to the most widely held theory, the first people migrated from Siberia to America by crossing the Bering Strait in the north of the continent. Through the centuries, they slowly spread across the continent, forming different tribes and civilizations. The Native Americans who inhabited what is present-day US were primarily hunters and gatherers. They lived in more than 2,000 distinct tribes with different cultures, lifestyles, and languages. The Vikings regularly took voyages to the American continent as early as 1000 AD. Most Europeans, however, became aware of America and its people through Christopher Columbus in 1492. Christopher Columbus, originally an Italian, sailed on behalf of the Spanish king and queen on an economic mission. He promised to chart a new trade route from Europe to the east and bring back lots of wealth to the Spanish crown. When he landed on an island in the Caribbean, Columbus believed that he had reached the shores of India. Therefore, he named the natives Indians. This wrong name still persists today. Christopher Columbus returned to Spain with little wealth for the king and queen, and actually ended his days in poverty. However, his voyage marked the beginning of a new era of European colonization in America, and a virtual decimation of the Native American population. Although Columbus claimed the land in the New World for Spain, the continent is named after Amerigo Vespucci. Amerigo Vespucci was another Italian explorer who made many voyages to South America. His detailed, vivid accounts of the New World won him fame in Europe. His first name was, therefore, given to the entire continent from Canada down to Argentina. By the end of the 17th century, the Spanish, French, Dutch, and English had claimed land and started settlements in North America. These settlements soon became very important to the European economy. They were supplying the Old World with agricultural goods and raw materials, such as fish, furs, rum, lumber, grain, tobacco, and cotton. In addition, the settlements served as important markets for goods manufactured in Europe. As Europeans settled in the New World, the original Native Americans suffered greatly through wars, violence, and the spread of European diseases. The Native American population declined by millions. One of the earliest and most important English settlements was the Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts, established in 1620. The original British settlers in America, called Pilgrims, were religious Puritans. They left England because of Henry VIII's reformation of the church on a famous ship called the Mayflower. Persecuted in England, they sought religious freedom in the New World. During the 18th century, more and more Europeans immigrated to the American continent. By 1750, there were 13 British colonies on the East Coast, ruled from England. The colonists developed a system of triangular trade between America, Europe, and Africa. Slaves were brought from Africa to work on the plantations in the southern colonies, where tobacco, cotton, and other products were grown for export to Europe. In turn, Europe sent manufactured goods to the colonies. As the colonies grew economically, England attempted to restrict their power. The English heavily taxed the American colonists and restricted their trading freedom. These acts stimulated the American hatred for the British, eventually culminating in the War for Independence in 1775. The leaders of the American Revolution were George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. On July 4, 1776, the colonists declared their independence from Britain. Led by Thomas Jefferson, representatives of all 13 colonies met in Philadelphia to sign the Declaration of Independence. Fighting against the British Redcoats continued until the Americans officially won their independence in 1783.